A child is born to us, a son is given us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My mother trained to be a teacher, and as young ladies will do still today, she taught for a couple of years before she married and had her first child. She taught in what they would call today an inner city school near St. Anne's Church in Detroit, the oldest church in the city, under the Ambassador Bridge. On the first day in September, she was teaching first grade, she was doing the roll call with her children, and she was missing one. She went to investigate. Little Wilbur was sitting under his desk rather than in it. So she crouched down, and she said to him, "Wilbur, what's the matter?" And he looked up at her with big brown eyes, and he said, "I's lonely for my mother and my chillen." Well, I think she was able to coax him finally into his seat, and the school day went on. But who doesn't have a mother or chillen they're missing, longing for this Christmas? Is there a single family amongst you which is spared? Whether they are living or they are deceased, divided perhaps only by distance, but maybe by some disagreement, some slow, long estrangement. I was lonely for my mother and my children. It's enough to drive you, well, not under the desk, but onto your knees this holy night. As you think of your family, and who could not, it's Christmas. Consider the lonely souls who perhaps are far away this Christmas night, but for it all, loved, and were lonely for them. We certainly have our share here, but what church family today does not? Christmas, of course, is for the child. The child. But also for children, isn't it? Think of yours this night. I mean, regardless of their age, their circumstances, or perhaps their distance from you. Think how it was that God, never lonely, but always loving, ended up not under a desk, but in a manger. Jesus Christ, God's Son, with the Virgin Mary, full of grace, for a mother, and all of us for his children. And that's how it got started, Christmas. And it is for children. How much we love our children. You parents love all the time and you forget it, and the little ones don't realize it. When they're old enough to realize it, well, they will have forgotten it and gone away. How much we sacrifice for our children. Most parents, far more than they or their children will ever realize, even in their better moments. For love does not count the cost, the hours, the dollars, the tears, the transportation, perpetually piano lessons or soccer or something or another, the preoccupation and the worry and the fears. What's missing here? Are we doing the most important thing for our children? Oh, I'm sure you've all been generous this year as always, and that you've sacrificed and saved for their future, if you could, and certainly for their gifts this Christmas, for all that you give them in a lifetime. Gifts? Well, speaking of gifts, if I were asked, I'd have a long list myself. Well, not for me, but for the children. Long, detailed, like one of those children's letters to Santa. But I limit myself to one, as sometimes is the case for well brought up children. Just one, and no more. Are you doing the most important thing for them? How much are you praying for them? The spiritual life is as much a reality, if not more so, than the physical life. Eternity lasts forever. But how much effort do we put into our children's spiritual welfare and development? How does it compare with what we give them for their minds or for their bodies? It is something to think about. When I ask if we're praying for our children, I don't mean a quick end of the day or first thing in the morning, Our Father or Hail Mary, or a hasty, Dear God, please protect them and keep them safe. Although, if that's all you're going to do, by all means do it. But we really need intensely, daily, to pray for our children. Pray without ceasing, St. Paul implores. Our catechism tonight. What is prayer? Prayer is the lifting up of our minds and hearts to God to do four things. To adore God, to thank Him, to ask God's forgiveness, and to beg of God all the graces we and our loved ones need, whether for soul or body. When we pray for our children, we're primarily doing the last thing, the fourth, the begging thing. Although, you know, we can do also the first three, adoration, thanksgiving, reparation, on our children's behalf, and indeed we should. Now, there are two kinds of prayer, what's called mental and vocal prayer. Mental prayer is just that. It's thinking, talking to God in your thoughts, meditating or considering some truth He has revealed, talking to Him in your own words. Vocal prayer is a learned prayer, such as the Hail Mary or the Guardian Angel Prayer, the Glory Be, St. Michael the Archangel, the Act of Contrition. While mental prayer can simply be being quiet in His presence. The rosary has this advantage. It's a combination of both. We move our lips, we say the words out loud, and at the same time in our heart and in our mind, we're trying to form a picture and think about things, and that's its power. After the Holy Mass itself, it is the greatest of all prayers. Now, how should we pray? We should pray with attention, with a sense of our own helplessness and dependence upon God. As your little children are to you, you must still be to God. Thirdly, we must pray with a great desire for the graces we beg of God, not just coldly and just saying the words, no, a great desire. If you want to get it, yearn for it. Next, we must trust in God's goodness. And finally, you've got to keep at it. You must pray with perseverance. Prayer is not an exercise in vain repetition. So you shouldn't rush any way about it. I was talking to a lady at a retreat day once, and where we had question and answer period. And she was insisting, no, she had to rush because she only had so much time to pray and she had a lot of prayers to get in. Well, I'm sure that our Lord sees her heart and hears her too, but it's much better not to rush. One Our Father, the saints say, said devoutly, has a far better chance of getting what we ask of God. After all, God is not a vending machine. You put a coin in and you press the button. The modern machines are hard to figure out, but if you figure it out and you press the right button, then something will come out close to what you've been looking for. But prayer doesn't work that way, because prayer is a matter of our own free will and your child's free will and our right disposition when we pray. And finally, the mystery of God himself and his providence and his all knowledge. All of these come into play. But we really should focus more, talking of prayer, on the quality rather than the quantity, although some of you could up the quantity a little bit, wouldn't hurt. We should concentrate on each word and its meaning. This would be an ideal. Sometimes, some days, we just won't reach it. But one Our Father said deliberately and intentionally can have more meaning than many that are said in a distracted way. And if you're feeling really distracted and you just can't focus and you just can't pray, do what the Teresas did. Just say one Our Father or Hail Mary very slowly. And that's enough. That will cover for everything. Have confidence. The angels keep track of this stuff. Just say the prayer very slowly, and it will be very pleasing to our Lord. Finally, remember that Almighty God is Almighty God. He's omnipotent and is able to do everything without us at all. And sometimes he does. You may only be getting around to thinking about saying a prayer, and your prayer is already heard. He is a loving Father. We are his children. When we ask for help on behalf of another, it's like a little child asking his daddy for a favor for his friend. Surely the Father's heart is softened by the request, but we must come to him like a child. That's fair, isn't it? Christmas, it's about a child. Talk to God about your own. And there's still time this Christmas to get this gift going, to give the best, especially if you've ever found yourself on a Christmas, even a little bit lonely for your mother and your children. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.